From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Honeymoons Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Engine failure! The low rotor horn's continuous high-pitched whine screamed in my ears. My eyes automatically jerked toward the console, where the rotor tachometer was passing through the bottom of the red arc. Immediately, my left hand reached for the collective, pushing down. Right pedal, cyclic, back. Another glance at the instruments. Airspeed 60. Okay. I took a deep breath and slowly let it out. Follow procedure and stay cool. My eyes scanned the ground, looking for a landing place. Great. A hell of a spot. Rolling hills and pinyon trees. There was one road, and it was going to be our only chance. I judged the angle in the distance, hoping like hell that my training had sunk in. I forced myself to wait until we were just at 100 feet above the ground, then pulled the cyclic aft, flaring and slowing our rate of descent. Gradually we ceased forward movement, and I eased the cyclic forward again to level the Jet Ranger. We drifted the final 20 feet downward as I raised the collective to cushion the landing and gave it some left pedal. On the ground I reduced the collective pitch again as my pent-up breath whooshed out.
Beautiful auto-rotation, Drake grinned.
Well, I wanted to get it lined up perfectly with the rote, I said, wiping my sweaty palms on my jeans.
Hey, at least you're on the road.
No thanks to your choice of great locations to shut off my engine, I teased. My husband winked and flashed me the gorgeous smile that had grabbed my heart the first time I met him.
Just thought I'd give you a challenge. You've done bunches of perfect autos at the airport. Gotta find out what it's like in real life.
And I did okay?
You're ready for your check ride. Pull pitch, and let's head.